So Tosfos asks, if the only reason Rabbi Chaya managed to survive the onslaught, the attack of the Pircha on the Dalai Lama, because he was low host of Kafron, in this case he is host of Kafron, Rabbi Chaya shouldn't apply. And this is a lopsided machlokes. Thank you, Rishonim. The Tosfos and all the Rishonim say, Shemi Shlomo, Rabbi Shlomo, Shishuva, it's Eidem, Milve, Meate, Lechalik, Milve, Lipikado. Then to originally get Rabbi Chaya off the ground, you need to carry the pircha and say that if it would be a case where it was just a matter of halva'ah, that's lohos kafran. But once we establish Rav Chiya Kamaisa, it becomes a general rule. You just need to establish Rav Chiya Kamaisa in the classic case of milveh, and then he becomes a general rule and applies even to gzela and pikadon, etc. That's the sheet of Tosfos, the most Rishonim, the Tosfos Rush, not here, but there, quotes from the Yad Ramah, the Ramah who has a bit of a shitas yachid, he says, no, Taka, you don't make a general rule. Rav Chiya Kamaisa only applies to cases of lohos lekafran. Rav Chiya Kamaisa only applies where it's lohos lekafran. Because then it can be similar to Pivin Eidechad. How does he defend himself against our case? Our case is lohos lekafran. So he says, interestingly, he says very lumdish, he says, really, there are two different things going on here. There is the fact that he ate two sheep, and the fact that he denied it and didn't pay for the two sheep. So he says, very pashut, the fact that he denied, there's two different, it's well one edus, but it's really two different facts here. Which fact is the fact that's relevant for Rav Chiya Kamaisa? That he denied it and didn't pay for the two sheep. The fact that he stole the two sheep, that's not the kfir of b'miktsas. That's not the edim b'miktsas. The edim b'miktsas is that he is lying and owes the money for two sheep. Therefore, says the Yad Ramah, you can, even though it's all one edus, you can split it into, Alpi Lumdus, two parts. One part is that he ate two sheep. That's Taka Machzik Megazlan. But that's not the relevant part for Rav Chiya Kamaisa. The relevant part for Rav Chiya Kamaisa is that he's lying and he owes the money of two sheep. And lying and owes the money of two sheep is not Hoksa Kafran, because maybe he's Ishtamutik, because he doesn't have money to pay. That's how the Yad Ramah says, unlike Tosfos, he says Rav Chiya Kamaisa only applies to cases of lo hoksa kafran, but this is lo hoksa kafran, because the part of the edus that's making him a Rav Chiya Kamaisa is that he didn't pay the money of two sheep, and that he's denying the money of two sheep, and that's not machzik him a kafran. Okay, that's the Yad Ramah. As opposed to the nafkamina would be, what about a case of pikadum biyadum? What if I say, these two diamonds you're holding are mine, are pikadum, and you say no, and the Edom Hamid says one of those diamonds is a pikadum. In that case, Tosfos would say you're chayiv shua, because Rav Chiya Kamaisa is a general rule, and that's what we'd pass like the mainstream shita. The Yad Ramah would say, no, in this case, the etzem hakfira was mafsik you a kafran, because why would you say it's your diamond? There's no excuse, there's no shtamute. The etzem hakfira is mafsik you a kafran. Then when the etzem hakfira is mafsik you a kafran, then you'd be potter from shua. That's the nafkamina between Tosfos and Rav Rishonim versus the Yad Ramah. Okay, ayin sham. Let's go a little further than where. So, Amalei Paim Isa Mishtava, but Gazlan, what do you mean? How can he swear? He's a Gazlan, Gazlan Pasul Shua. Amalei Shekinegdu Kamin, I mean, the Shekinegdu Nishma Notel. So now, the Gemara says, Hashanam, the lesser of Chi and the Chai Vimid Rav Nachman. What do you mean? Why do you im Isa Rav Chi Kamaisa? Is a pretty strong implication that if not for Rav Chi Kamaisa, he'd be Potter. What do you mean? Even if not for Chayev Chi Kamaisa, let him be Chayev Midrabanan because of Rav Nachman. The Tanan, one of the Yarcha in the Chavi Yadi Patri, Rav Nachman, Shbinos, or Shvus Hesses. Rav Nachman holds it as Shvus Hesses. Most of you should assume that's a Takhanas Ha'amu Ra'im, that the Shvus Hesses even on Korf Bakol. So even if it's no Rav Chi, Shvus Hesses, the answer is, to Rav Nachman, Takhanta, even Takhanta, Takhanta, Lo, of Dinan. No, Rav Nachman's only a Takhanat Drabanan, Shvus Hesses, and Shekinegdo Nishba Menotel is a Takana Darabanan. So, Takanta L'Takanta, Lo Avdin, there's no Shekinegdo Nishba Menotel on Shuas Hesses. Okay, we won't get into Tosfos' question quite yet. Then the Gemara asks, V'tepekle D'Havali Roa, why do you need to say he's Pasul for Gazlan? Why not Pasul as a Roa? V'amar Rav Yehuda Stam Roa Pasul, and a Stam Roa is Pasul, because we're Choshenim of stealing grass. Lo kasha hadidei the alma. No, a stammer is possible if he shepherds his own animals. This is the case, obviously, where the guy was shepherding other people's animals. The ilo te mahachi ananchi yisulro heiche masrinan. If you don't say that, meaning a stam roeh of his own sheep will steal other people's grass. Let a sheep eat other people's grass. But a stam roeh of other people's sheep won't care. They eat more, they eat less. What difference does it make to him? And he won't steal any grass. Because if you don't believe that, then how can we ever give our sheep to a roeh? If we really thought a stam roeh was stealing grass for other people's sheep, it would be lefnei iver. Must be no that there's a chazaka that someone wouldn't steal for someone else. Therefore, if someone has the roeh is possible as his own sheep, the chazaka is that he steals grass. But I'm allowed to give my sheep to a roeh because the chazaka he won't steal grass for me. What does he care how fat my sheep gets? And likewise, this guy who is roeh other people's sheep was not automatically possible. I mean, Mestama, he did steal grass because we know what kind of guy he was in the end. But at the time, you know, officially, he was not automatically possible as a roeh because he was shepherding other people's sheep. Now, machlokes rishonim here. What's the question of typically to have a roeh? Question is, why not possible as a roeh? What's the question? So let's possible as a roeh. What's the question? It's not against anything, right? Typically to have a roeh. Why is that a question? Echonami is a roeh. He's possible. We just said shenegu nishma minotel. So what's the question? What are the two shitas? Rashi says it's not a kasha on the din. It's just a kasha on Abaye's choice of language, right? When Abaye taka, Gazlan is possible, a roeh is possible. There's no nafgamina of being a roeh. It's just that Abaye says about Gazlan who? Why would Abaye say Gazlan who when he was a roeh? Okay. It's not so clear with that such a strong kasha. I mean, if he said roeh who, why wouldn't we have asked why didn't he say about Gazlan who? But that's how Rashi says. Rashi says it's a question on the diuk of Abaye's language. Abaye was totally right, but why did he pick Gazlan when he could have picked roeh? And the assumption is he should have picked roeh, not Gazlan, because the guy was always a roeh and only now became a Gazlan, so it's like more obvious that he's a roeh. That is the way most Rishonim agree with Rashi interpret this kasha. However, the Tosfos Ben Peretz interprets it differently. What's his kasha?
He's a roeh. Gave it to him, knowing he's a roeh.
Exactly. Here's a big finish. He's a roeh. What's the difference between a roeh and a Gazlan? A Gazlan, only now we know he's pasul. A roeh, everyone knew before him he was pasul. He's a roeh, and he was a psul mefursam. He was a chashid mefursam. And there's enough gamina of being a chashid mefursam. It's not just a kasha by his lashon. It's a kasha of the din. Why are you treating him as a chashid she'eino mefursam, like a Gazlan, right, which we only know now? You should treat him as a chashid mefursam, like a roeh. And what's an afkamina? Because if you give your money to a chashid mefursam, then you have no right to be shekineg do nishma v'notel. If you give your money to a chashid mefursam, basically we have a machlok to be shown in here. Lichora, I think it's a reasonable thing to do it from Rashi, right? What's the din of moser mamono l'chashid mefursam? Rashi would say, Shekinegdo Nishma Benotel. There's no halachic difference between a chashim beforesam and a chashim beforesam. It's just a kasha on Abaye's choice of language. Why do you pick one thing, not the other thing? Tosfos Ben Peretz is not impressed by that. Doesn't think it was a very good kasha. Maybe Abaye picked Gazlan because it was Doraisa. Who knows? Maybe. I mean, that's a strong kasha. So the Tosfos Ben Peretz. And the Ravid says, Potter. If you gave your money to a chashim beforesam, then you are then he's patur legamrei, right? Patur legamrei. Why? Why is he patur legamrei?
You accepted this upon yourself.
So it could be because you accepted this upon yourself. That's definitely what the Ravid makes it sound like. The Gibbalash and the Tosfos Ben Peretz makes it sound like, right? It could be because you accept it upon yourself. The Tosfos Ben Peretz add.
Everyone would ever.
Right. Tosfos Ben Peretz says, right, that in Cain, right, Loshavsk is Chai Lachol Beria, or at least Lachol Choshev, right? He says, that, what do you mean? If you could just give your money to a chashid, then that wouldn't be fair. Everyone would take advantage of the chashid. Every liar, every worse Russia would take advantage of the smaller Russia, right? You find a small Russia chashid, you're a big Russia, you'll just give him money, ask for twice as much when he admits, be nishba from a no-tell, and take all his money. Therefore, lo shavkes chayi l'chol chashid, and therefore, it's your own fault, you shouldn't deal with him if you want a shvua. Therefore, Chazal were metakein that, it sounds like, lo shavkes chayi is a takana, Chazal were metakein that he's potter if it was a chashim and foursome. Oh, it's not fair to you, right? It's not fair to me. I gave my money to a chashim and foursome just to protect him from, maybe I'm an honest person, to protect him from dishonest people. You're going to make me lose. After all, he's a little dishonest. To protect him from terribly dishonest people, you're going to make him win over me, an honest person. So I think the answer is that you had the choice. You shouldn't give your money to a chashim and foursome, right? So the main reason seems to be to protect the chashid, and you shouldn't give your money to a chashid unless you're willing to abide by that takana. So you say, look, it's your own fault, don't blame the rabbanim for making this takana. Who told you to give your money to a chashid? Normal people give their money to people who aren't chashid. If you give your money to a chashid, the Ravid says it a little differently. The Ravid says anyone who gave his money to a chashud is already mochel him. Why is anyone who gave the money to a chashud already basically is already giving up his money? Is already trusting him. Why am I trusting him? Why can't I say I was counting on checking egg to Nishma Minotel? It's a little funny. It's circular reasoning, right? The Ravid says, see, someone could just say easily, well, if you gave your money to a chashud, then you knew he was a chashud, so you were trusting him. No, maybe I gave money to a chashud, I knew I was going to be checking egg to Nishma Minotel, right? I knew I was okay. So the Chosrin says, no, really, it's for his takana. The Rabbana made a takana for him to protect him from taking advantage of, and then once the Rabbana made a takana, you shouldn't give your money to him if you don't want to keep the takana. The Ravid says, no one made a takana. You yourself, by giving the money to him, were trusting him. Oh, maybe I was counting on Shekhneg no Nishma Venotel. So why does the Ravid say, no, I wasn't counting on Shekhneg no Nishma Venotel because Ravid says, Hamoser Pikadom Lechashud Mamino Blishvua. Why? Shahare Yacho Litom Nansu Veloshayef Shekenegdo Nishba Benota. Without getting into very long and controversial thoughts there, the simple shot is that when I give Bikadun to a Chashud, I can't say I was counting on Shekenegdo Nishba Benota. Because what's the easiest taina for this Chashud to say? When you weren't there, it was Nansu. I'm not there. And so of course I can't say I was counting on being Nishba Benota. Because I'm not there, and I know I can't swear whether or not it was Nansu. You know, what do you say? I was counting the fact that if he said Nansu, I would be lucky enough to have been there and seen that it wasn't Nansu. No, I mean, I do my business, he does his business, of course not. Therefore, the Ravid says, since when I gave it to him, I was already mochel, but I trusted him and gave him the ability to say Nansu. Therefore, whatever he says at this point, I've been mochel, my shekinegi mishpah, no tell, because basically, I knew in my head that he could say Nansu and get away with it, so I was agreeing to just take trust whatever he says. That's the Ravid. The Nafgamina, 90% of the Achronim point out, the Nafgamina to the Tosfos and the Peretz and the Ravid is, what's the Nafgamina?
If he says that I saw you...
No, because you can say, since you knew that he could say it and he would get away with it, you already trusted him. You can't do Shekinah initial Minotel anymore. Because he could have said it was Nansu when you weren't looking. Malva ma'usav l'chashad. What if it's a halva? According to the Tosfos Meir Peretz, he should still be potter. Because, what do you mean? They made a takana, l'shakas chaye, that you have no right to take advantage of a chashad. So you can't lend him, right? I lend him $100, he admitted 50. No, maybe you lent him $50 and you're trying to take advantage, therefore you were agreeing to abide by the takana drop on him. However, according to the Ravid, you should say, Shekenegdo Nishva Benotel, because there's no Tainus Nansu in Halva. Right? The only way to pot yourself from Halva, which two Tainus? What are the only two Tainus that can get you out of an accusation of Halva? So I could say, I lent him money. I knew if he came to Adam or Hefzarti, I would be Shekinegdo Nishva Vinotel, and therefore I wasn't mokel anything. Okay, this is a little controversial. Some of the Yerushalmim say, what if he had been a kofer bakol, and really you are agreeing to trust him? Okay, leaving that aside for now. This is the Pasha Pshat, is that, but Lemaisa, let's just review for a second. Lemaisa, we have a fundamental machlokes with Yerushalmim. Rashi says, even if I lend money to a chashim before some, it makes no difference halachically. It's all the same halachically. If I lend money to a chashim before some, it's all the same halachically. It's just a kasha by his choice of lashon. The Tosfos in Paris and the Raivis say, no, it actually makes a difference halachically. This is machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. Machaber passes like Rashi. The Ramah brings out the Yesh Omer and therefore would endorse the psak of the Tosfos in Paris. Says, no, if I lend money to a chashim before some, then I basically put my money on the Keren HaTzvi, that I'm trusting him. Why? Either because it comes Rabbanan, that if I want to lend money, I have to trust him because they don't want him to be taken advantage of. Or, because if I lend money to him, I am trusting him because I'm basically like giving, at least if I give him a pikadon, I'm trusting him. So I'm giving him an easy option to say something which will win, which I won't have a Shekin Egg though, which means that I've trusted him. Yeah.
Why does Rashi want to say this plan the Gemara?
What?
Why does Rashi have to say this plan the Gemara? It's a bit...
Isn't Rashi shouting the Gemara Doche? That's a kasha and a bayi. Maybe I just pick Gazlan because it was the Oraisa, like the husband of parents points out, instead of Roa, which is Drabanan. So Lechora, the reason Rashi said shouting the Gemara is because he didn't accept the Chiddush of the husband of parents. He doesn't think there's a special din of Chashim before some. He never heard anywhere in Shas that a Chashim before some has a different din than any other Chashim. Says in the Mishnah and Semper Mishvus that if I sue you and you're a chashid, I'm Nishba Minotel. Doesn't say anywhere there's a difference whether I knew you were a chashid or I didn't know you were a chashid. So I think Rashi just doesn't want to accept that chiddush. Okay, could there be all even deeper reason why Rashi doesn't want to accept that chiddush? Maybe we'll come to that in a minute. But I think it's obviously, Mitzan Pshat and the Gemara Tosfos in Paris is better. He's making it a real kasha. For Rashi, it's a very duffel kasha. So I think it has to be that Rashi says, yeah, I'm willing to have a duffel pshat in the Gemara rather than invent a new halacha. And Tosfos in Paris says, no, I'm willing to invent a new halacha rather than have a duffel pshat in the Gemara. Okay. Now, we're ready for the big Tosfos here, which is Tosfos Nasol Shekinegdo Kamina. Tosfos asks a question. Biyim Tomar, Maishna, the Vachosh Al Shua Shekinegdo Nishma Notel, a Milo, meaning Tokshin Yochli Shavashan, the Rechamicham Shidan, the Chamshiloidan, and Nasol Rabbi Abba. Right, there are three classic cases where you can't think of Shua Doresa. One is a Chashad. The second is Chamshin Dana, Chamshiloidana, right, if I'm Modu Mitzas, and the other half I say I don't know. And the third is Nasod Rabbi Abba. Right, 1-8 sees me grab your iPod and I say, yeah, but it was really mine. So then I can't swear because I can't swear against the 8, which is what I'm supposed to swear. And therefore, we talk to Shinichol Shav Mashal. So Tosa says, Akasha, Tosa says, how come in all the other cases we talk to Shinichol Shav Mashal, the guy's just chayef? But all of a sudden, by chashud, shekinegdo nishba v'notel. Right? You look in the Mishnah in the 7th parak of Shavuot, it says, elu nishba v'notel. Why? Because the defendant can't swear, so the plaintiff is Nishba Minotel. In other cases, the defendant can't swear, the defendant just loses. So what's pshat? So actually, the truth is, there is a minority sheet in the Rishonim, sheet is Yachid in the Rishonim, who answers this question in a very trivial fashion, who says, in a Hanami, there's a sheet is Yachid in the Rishonim that, oh, maybe we even have it here, that actually, Shekinegdo Nishma V'notel applies to other cases as well. That when it says that Chamshi Nidan and Chamshi Lo Yidan is Chayiv, means Chayiv Midoraisa, but the Rabbanim made a Takana that Shekinegdo Nishma V'notel. And really, there's a general Takana to Rabbanim Shekinegdo Nishma V'notel on all cases of Mitoch Shinoch L'Sham Mashalim. It's just, they didn't mention it explicitly in Shas because it didn't come up so much. So that is a very, very, very much a Shitas Yachid in the Rishonim, it's right here. It's quoted as a Yesh Omer by the Itter and by the Rashba in Shavuos Lamed Beis Amud Beis, but the person who actually says it is the Tshuvas Maimonios. That's like the Augustine Maimonios in the back of each Sefer, brings Tshuvas that are relevant. So the Tshuvas Maimonios in Sefer Mishpatim, Semen Samach Aleph, says explicitly That in case of chanchinan or chanchelo yidana, domer nami tochshin yochlem shem shalim, he hasam shekinegel tzarich lechal apachos lishava, olu yitav lo shvua. Right? Yeah, every case of tochshin yochlem shem shalim, still, the toveya has to swear and collect. And then he gets into Natsu Rabbi Abba, which might be different. But, so there is a Shitas Yachid, which is the Tshuvos Maimonios, that's just the Hagos Maimonios in the back, Mishpatim, Simen, Samech Aleph, it's also Yesh Omen in the Rashba, Shvuos, Lamed Beis on the base. I assume it's whoever wrote the Tshuvos Maimonios. It's from the Shut Maharami Rutenberg, but not all the Shemaram Rutenberg is written by Shemaram Rutenberg, so I'm not sure who wrote it. I assume whoever wrote it is the person who the Rashba was quoting here. So, who says that Taka Tosa's question is invalid? All Mitoshin Yochel Shavim Mashalims have Shetneg and Mishma Vidoto. Okay, but that's a Shitas Yachid. That is not mainstream at all. All the Rishonim, 98% of the Rishonim never heard of this Shita. You know, 1.9% of the remaining Rishonim heard of the Shita and reject it. And it's very much a Shitas Yachid. Okay, so let's stick with Tosos. Tosos says, let's take the mainstream approach. The mainstream approach is that in Nasir Rabbi Avan, Chamshin Yidana, Chamshin Lo Yidana, his Chayv Tashlumin. Only in Chashud is Shekinegdo Nishma Minotel. So the Yim Tov, my Shad, the Chashud, the Shuah, Shekinegdo Nishma Minotel, my Lord, Yim Tov, Shekinegdo Nishma Mishalim, Kedamar, Chamshin Yidana, Chamshin Lo Yidana, Uvin Nasir Rabbi Avan. The Yesh Lomar, he gives two answers. Answer number one, Hacha, Yim Rim, Mishalim, Lo Shakus, Le Chayy, the Chola Olam, Yivi Uhu, Lide Shuah, Vyitlu, Kol Asher Lo. This is the Achronim point out. Different with Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz says that in order that he not be taken advantage of, the Mina Takana, that once you know he's a Chashud, he gets off scot-free. Tosfos says no. They made a Takana whether or not you knew in advance he was a Chashud. They made a general Takana that Shekinek the Nishma the Motel. And Tosfos thinks that very few people are willing to swear falsely. It's very rare that someone's willing to swear falsely. Therefore, it's enough protection for the Chashud to say Shekinek, meaning at the balance. On the one hand, you want to protect the Chashud from being taken advantage of. On the other hand, you don't hint to take advantage of other people. So Tosfos thinks the right balance is not to say he's putter, but to say Shekinegdo Nishba, Minotel, because it's very, people won't take advantage of him because people are not willing to swear falsely. That's first answer, Shekinegdo Nishba Minotel. According to this answer, what's the din of a chashud, right? Chashud who is chay of shvua. So according to Tosos's first answer, what is the din midoraisa? Exactly. Midoraisa. Mitosh enu yachol shava mishalim. Midrabanan. Shekineg don nishva minotel. Why? Why did the Rabbanan have rachmanis on him? The Rabbanan had rachmanis on him because they didn't want people to take advantage. Unlike the other cases, people can't take advantage, right? Natsun Rav Abba, how can I take advantage? How can I possibly know? You can say, how can I take advantage? How can I possibly know that you would say you know 50, you don't know the other 50? But here, I can take advantage, and even if he's not before something, maybe in a general low plug, since I can take advantage, Shekinegdo, second answer. The Od, the Hasam, Amrle Shvur, the Raisa, Isli, Olacho, Tishavo, Tishali. Olacho, Baratz, Yishava, Im, Nanichen, Uchach, Lo, Yishalim. Also, in the cases of Nasr, Rav, Abba, and Chamshinan, and Chamshinan, I say, look, you owe me a Shvur, the Raisa. Swear or pay. Right? Meaning, in that case, it's his fault for being unwilling to swear. Now, I don't mean his fault means he's refusing to swear. He's claiming that he can't swear. But still, it's his decision to claim that he can't swear. Right, he could have said, I swear I wasn't chote. Or, I know I don't owe you the other 50. I swear I don't owe you the other 50. He chose a taina that does not let him swear. Over here, it's not the guy's fault. He's willing to swear. He's willing to swear, we just don't let him swear. Since he's willing to swear, we just don't let him swear. Therefore, it's not, it shouldn't make him pay. And therefore, Shekineg the Mishpah Minotel. Yeah.
According to the first answer, Tosfos says that it's Dafka by Choshev is Takana because it's a more common case as opposed to the other cases?
No, Dafka by Choshev because everyone else knows that you're a Choshev, so they can take advantage. The other cases, no one knows you'll do those things. No one knows you'll say those things. Right? Then again, you could ask, why not only Takana Choshev before some? It doesn't answer, they made a general rule for Choshev. Okay, according to the second day, what's the Dindoraisa of a Choshev? What's the din d'oraisa of a chashid and what's the din midrabanan of a chashid? What? Well, lav dafka. Let's assume most of the Bali Tosfos hold that he can't swear midrabanan. So what do you think? What's the din midrabanan? Meaning, is the second question arguing? Is second answer arguing the first answer on a d'oraisa level or on a d'rabanan level? So this is the big machlokas, right, between the Bach and the Nod Vihuda. This is the famous Nod Vihuda. This whole shot Nod Vihuda. This isn't an excerpt. This is the whole shot. This is the machlokas between the Bach and the Nod Vihuda. The Bach and the Ktos say, Mid Oraisa, he's Potter. Why? Because not his fault. Mido Raisa, he's Potter. Then, Midrabanan, Tiknu.
What do you mean he's not his fault?
Latovas.
He wants to swear.
He says, I swear to you I'm telling the truth. I swear I'm telling the truth. We just don't accept the Shula. So Mido Raisa should be Potter. Midrabanan, Tiknu. Shekinendo. Latovas. Hatoveya. So the Bach and the Tosos say there's a fundamental achlokas between the two days in Tosos. The first day in Tosos says, Mido Raisa his height sword. We just had Rachmanis on him so people wouldn't take advantage. The second day in Tosos says, no, Mido Raisa his putter. It's not his fault he's not swearing. He's not like Chamshin Yudana, Chamshin Lo Yudana. He's not like Nasad Rabbi Abba. We don't let him swear. It's our fault he's not swearing. Therefore, Mido Raisa should be putter legamre. But, Midrabanan, they were mitaket, Latovas Hatoveya. Ah, he should be Patu Lagamre, but some of the Rishonim point out. He should be Patu Lagamre, but what ethical rule of Shas would it contradict if we were to say, if I sue you, Moshe, you're an upstanding citizen and a Ben Torah, then you have to swear. If I sue this Chasha, then he's Patu Lagamre. That would contravene the rule of Lo Yechotei Nisgar. So, Shelo Yechotei Nisgar, we say, well, we don't want the Choshev to be happy, the Choshev to laugh all the way to the bank. Therefore, we say, Shekinegdo, Nishva V'notel, Shelo Yechotei Nisgar, the Rashba and Shvuas and others, and maybe in a different Manda Amars, and the different Manda Amar bring up this far.
That means a Choshev doesn't swear Midoraisa?
Let's assume a Choshev doesn't swear Midoraisa. The mainstream assumption is that a Choshev doesn't swear Midoraisa. It's 2 days in Tosa.
It's not really Tovas HaToveya.
Yeah, Midoraisa, he should just be declared Potter and case closed. Right? However, we didn't want him to get away with so much, so therefore, we gave an advantage to Toveya, Shelo Yechotei Nisgar, and said Shekinegdo Nishma Minotel. I mean, it's for the advantage of the Toveya. Maybe the reason is not because we feel bad for the Toveya, but Shelo Yechotei Nisgar. So according to the Bach and Tzos, this is a very fundamental lumpus. This Tosus is arguing about a Mitoshin Yochli Shabbat through no fault of his own. First day in Tosus say Midoraisa is Chayev. Just in a chashad, the Rabbanan and Rahmanis, and people don't take advantage on purpose. Second day, they'll say, no, Midoraisa is Potter. Josh Lo Yechotei Nisgar, and they gave the other guy away to recoup his money.
We're just discussing the first answer as Midoraisa.
You
didn't give the first answer, according to
the
must be that your
mitoch
would not apply to a
chashad, Midoraisa? Correct, because that's the chiddush of the Tos. Okay, we'll come back to that. However, the Nod Vihuda disagrees. The Nod Vihuda says that there's not a fundamental lumdish difference between the 2 days in Tosos. That the 2 days in Tosos are only arguing about a detail. He says that both days in Tosfos agree that Mita Oraisa Mitosha and Yochel Ishava Mishalim. Just the question is, why did they have Rachmanus? And both days agree that Midrabana and they were Mitakin Shekinegdo Litovas Hanitba. What's the difference in the two days? The difference is, why did Chazal have Rachmanus on this Chashud? First day said they had the Rachmanus on the Chashud because people could take advantage of him. Second day said they had the Rachmanus on the Chashud because it didn't seem fair that he should lose if he's willing to swear and just we don't accept Yeshua. But they're just the only machlokes is why the Rabbanan had Rachmanus on him, not fundamentally on the level de Oraisa. So this is the fundamental. This is the fundamental machlokes here. What's the fundamental machlokes here? Fundamental machlokes here is that. What about a Yitosha and a Yochel Ishav Meshalim? Through no fault of his own. The first Teiretz and the second Teiretz, according to the note of Yehuda, say Chayav min HaTorah. Just the Rabbanan, in certain cases, had Rachmanis on him. According to the other 2 days, it tells us why the Rabbanan had Rachmanis, but that's not really so important. And the second Teiretz, according to the Bach and most Achronim, that he's Pater Min HaTorah. Of the Rabbanan came and didn't want him to get away with the Ptur for being a Chashud. So it's not fair, it's against Chote Niskar. It's Chote Niskar for a Chashud to be more Ptur. Therefore, they were attacking the other guy, Shemisha Negro Mishva Vin Otel. This is the fundamental Lundish Machlokas, which is either between the 2 days in Tosos or between the Bach and the Noda Yehuda. What the Din De Oraisa of a Chashud who can't swear through. Who cannot swear through no fault of his own. The you could maybe say, although, yeah.
So then, but according to the Noda Yehuda, you said that the difference is why Chazal were metakin.
Why they have Rachmanis on him.
Meaning, we're just taking over there what we said according to Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz and splitting it into two different answers. I mean, what are the two options about why they had Rachmanis on him? Either because they didn't want to ruin his life, that, you know, everyone...
They didn't want to ruin his life, or because they thought it was unfair for him to lose when he didn't do anything wrong.
But no, he's a chashid. He did do something. Meaning,
no, he didn't do anything wrong now. Right? But he's willing to swear. It doesn't seem unfair to say you're chayv shrua, but we'll make you pay because we don't take your shrua. It does seem a little unfair. It's like, you know, things that used to happen.
Fine.
It's like things that used to happen in Israeli government offices, right? We won't give you this because you didn't pay, but we won't accept your payment. It just seems unfair. You should have Rachmanis on the fellow, right?
And then which is which?
He didn't steal him. I mean, you know, no. It wasn't like he's completely blameless to be a robot. He made some chashud, right?
Yeah, but what about the other 100 sheep? And Echnami. Okay, we'll come back to that.
No, so where does he see this in Tosfos's two Teirutim?
That's the first Teirut Ishlo. And the second host is because he says Baratzon Yishav and Yanechenim. He's just reading Pshat. Okay. Now the this gets on to a lechora, a much more fundamental question, which we already had on the board once, which is after you could say that this chakira, not necessarily the Deus and Tosos, but this chakira, should it be Chayav min HaTorah or Potter min HaTorah, might also tie into the machlokas between Rashi and the Tosos Ben and Peretz. Meaning, what should we do for a chashid meforsam? It could be, if you think every chashid is Chayav min HaTorah, that even if it's meforsam, we shouldn't let him off scot-free. Like, why should we ever let someone off scot-free who's Chayav min HaTorah? But it could be that if he's Potter min HaTorah anyway, then it's not so crazy to say that in some cases he's Potter min HaTorah anyway, so if he's meforsam, we'll let him off scot-free. So it's definitely not Tali Habaha, but it definitely, you know, has a relationship of the Stavros, then it doesn't make sense to say that a chashan mefursam is pater legamrei, meaning if midoraisa he's chayav mamon, then tena, maybe the rabbanon could say you're chayav mamon, let the other guy swear first. But to say that he's pater legamrei seems to be too big of a chiddush. If on the other hand midoraisa he's really pater anyway, then it's easier to say that chashan mefursam is patur legamrei, because after all, midoraisa is patur legamrei. It's just a chumra derabanan that they said shiknegu nishma minotel. Then it's not so crazy to say, well, they made a chumra derabanan shiknegu nishma minotel, but in the case of a chashan mefursam, they didn't make the chumra derabanan, they left it on the level of doraisa. So that's definitely not tully habaha, because the rabbanan can make any takana they want. Right? They could think this is a good takana or a bad takana. But certainly, it's more mistaver to say they might make a takana to patur chashan mefursam, or that you might assume that the mechila patur chashan mefursam if he's really patur min haTorah, then it would be harder to say we're going to patur chashan mefursam if he's really chayav min haTorah. But it's certainly not tully habaha. Now, this gets into a very fundamental question, Moshe, which is, what's the nature of this whole din of Mitoshen Yochli Shava Mishalim? Now this din is controversial. Right? This din is controversial, it seems to be, although this is all a very complex issue which Tosafot deals with in terms of Psak, where there is really no focus. It seems to be a focus between who and who? Simple shot is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel versus Rabbi Abba, right? When you have Rabbi Meir, I think, saying, what if Shneim Chashudim? Chazor Shvuah, Linkoma, right? Neither one could swear, right? Your motive makes us, we're both Chashud, no one can swear. Chazor Shvuah, Linkoma. What does that mean? So, the Rabbi Seim Shvuah Yisrael, or Seim Shvuah Bavel, which you tie into Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Shmuel, right, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Seinu Shem Bavel say Chaz Rashvua L'Sinai. Everything just goes back to Sinai. We have to rely on Har Sinai. We can't figure it out ourselves. We just have to rely that everyone does their best to keep what it said at Har Sinai. And then he's Potter. And Rabbi Abba says Chaz Rashvua L'Mchuyela. The Shvua goes back home to where it belongs. And Mitol Shani Yochel Shava Me Shali. We paskin like Rabbi Abba that mitoshen yochli shava mishalim, at least in most cases. Certainly in the case of chamshin yidana and chamshin lo yidana seems to be machlokas, right? We paskin that if I say you owe me 100, you admit 50 and don't owe the other 50, you have to pay. Nasid Rabbi Abba, if I have one aid that you grab from me, you say inchat, you dichat, you paskin, you have to pay. We paskin like the rule of mitoshen yochli shava mishalim. That seems pretty clear. Okay, what we paskin, and for sure, in the case of Shneim Chashudim, we don't paskin that he's potter. Right? No one paskins that the guy is potter for paying if Shneim Chashudim. Now, the question is, what's the nature of this din? We talk Shneim Yochli Shem Mishalim. The Ketzos, the one I put in brackets that I mentioned earlier, has machlokes in himself in the Morashach, that there seems to be a day out there, the Morashach, that Mitoshen Yochli Shem Mishalim is only a din Drabanan. That is very, very much not mainstream. We assume it's an Doraisa, because the Gemara learns it from a Pasuk. The Gemara learns it from a Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? Shvuas Hashem tiyeh bein shneihem v'lo meina yorshem. Right? That if I sue you, say you owe me $100, and you say then you're a chayv. But if I sue you and say your father owed me $100, you're potter. Now what's the case? If you know your father's business, then why shouldn't you swear? The case is you say you don't know, so we see that if it's your father's business and you say, you're potter, but if it's your business, you're chayiv, then there we deduce the principle of Tokshen Yochel Shabbat Mishalim, and that seems to be a din d'oraisa. So let's assume it's a din d'oraisa. right, like the Ksos and the mainstream Sat, we told Shani Yahushaba, as soon as it didn't Doraisa, learn from Bain Shnehem below Bain Hayorshin. What's the nature of this din? So, what are the two basic ways of understanding this din? Is it a new din or not? What do I mean by that? Exactly, right? And again, we did mention this once when we were discussing the issue of Yeshua. Right? What's the fundamental question? Is it that really every Yeshua is a Chiyuv Mamon unless you swear? So if you can't swear, what's the man, what's very Abbas Kiddush? Where Abbas Kiddush that you don't need to be chayiv the guy money. When you're chayiv shvur, you are chayiv money. Just you can get out of the money by swearing, right? This is what we discuss on the board, right? Is chayiv shvur really chayiv mammon or not? Remember that whole the rush and the rimigash, etc. Really, chayiv shvur is a chayiv mammon. Just you can get out of it by swearing, but really it's a chayiv mammon. Therefore, if you can't swear, then you have to pay. Or do you say no? That a chiyuv shvua is just a chiyuv shvua, but there's a new chiyuv of einu yachol ishava. Why would there be a new chiyuv of einu yachol ishava? Like really, chiyuv shvua is just a chiyuv shvua. You're not chayiv mamon. Really, you didn't lose the case. You won the case. You're just chayiv shvua, right? Really, you don't owe the money. You're innocent. You just owe a shvua. So why, if you can't swear, would you have to pay?
Give strength to the shvua.
What?
To give strength to the shvua.
Is it reus again?
No, but if you can't swear, why would you have to pay?
Is it reus again?
Right. Who are you quoting? Who's he quoting? Right. There's a new chiyuv of Einu Yochel Ishava.
Speak up, we would know what he was.
Ah, okay. Maybe because Lishava is an additional reyasa in your taina. Maybe that's pshat. Really, a chiyuv shvua is not chayiv to pay. But think of chamshi yidana, chamshi lo yidana. What do you mean? I shouldn't have to pay. But I should have to swear. And what do? Ah, since I want to get out of swearing, I make up that I remember 50, I forgot the other 50. Very conveniently, I forgot the other 50 so that I wouldn't have to swear. All right, that's a reyasa, come on. You know you're a mod mitzvah, you're going to have to swear. And very conveniently, you forgot. That makes us, we didn't have enough evidence to convict you until now, but given that you try to squirm out of the shvua by making unreasonable tainas like lo yadana, now there's a more evidence against you, there's a raise in your taina, now we have the strength to convict you, or in chafi v'di chafi. Come on, you were caught red-handed by one aide stealing the guy's money clip. Now will somebody say, oh yeah, yeah, well, I was caught stealing his money clip. Of course I stole his money clip. That was really my money clip that he stole from me this morning. I mean, come on. Like, obviously that's a taina that says you're guilty, you're just trying to make something up to make the best of the situation. You know, the if we didn't think you were guilty until now, we might not have thought you were guilty until now, but when you make this taina, that convinces us you're guilty. That is what a reyesa means. Meaning, it's not just that you can't swear. You can't swear because you're saying suspicious tainas that make it look like you're lying.
Is that strong of a reyesa?
What?
Is that strong of a reyesa?
And it's that strong of a reyesa. It's that strong of a reyesa. You have to assume, look, there's evidence against you anyway. Right? There's evidence against you anyway. You add a reyesa, and that's good enough. There's evidence against you. After all, he had a very strong taina that you owed him 100. You had a sort of weak taina, which already their hashmata of admitting 50. And then when, you know, since in your head you know you're faced with a shvua, you all of a sudden make up that you don't know. So keep in mind, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Yadav, of course, any Amoram anyway, right? So you're a very borderline taina anyway. You make such a weak taina, Okay, yeah.
The Malamar talks about a reus like the chashada. Is that the same thing?
Okay, so hold that thought for a second. I think it's... I think you have to... You could say it's not Xiv Aresa, that it's just Xeris Akasov. All right, you know, let's leave that for now. Let's just say, or what's another possibility? It could be that really you're hyped to swear, but you're not swearing. If you're not swearing, then maybe it's a knas for not swearing. You're hyped to swear, even if we don't have a reisa. You're not doing your chiyuv. When you're not doing your chiyuv, there's a new din of the Torah. Maybe it's a knas. For not fulfilling the chiyuv shvua. Okay, it's a new din. Either because you've made yourself more suspicious by swearing out of the chiyuv shvua, or even if you haven't made yourself more suspicious, the Torah gave you a chiyuv shvua. If you don't want to be mekayim the chiyuv of the Torah, then the Torah puts a new chiyuv upon you for not being mekayim the chiyuv of the Torah. Right? Either way, the chakira is: are you originally chayiv mamon? Is every chiyuv shvua chiyuv mamon? Just like you can get out of it, you swear. And if you don't swear, then you didn't get out of it. That's what Rabbi Yav is saying. Or no, Rabbi Yav is saying, no, a chiyuv shvua is just a chiyuv shvua. But I have a pasuk that teaches me, a chiyuv shvua is just a chiyuv shvua. But if you respond to the chiyuv shvua by not swearing, if you're not mekayim, you're mevatel your chiyuv shvua, then you get a chiyuv mamon instead.
Is there room to be mechalik between, Yisnas Ariyav and the Chamish Nidana, Chamish Malaydana? Meaning one shvua generated by the more mitzvahs, where over here is generated by
But theoretically, I agree with you 100% intuitively. You can say theoretically that shvua seivachud, you're really high of the money. And in mode of mitzvahs, you're not just based on...
Isn't that like the Rishonim talking about that in Bava Basra? I mean, they focus more on the chiyuv of the irachah, as opposed to...
The Rishonim of Bava Basra on the sugya of Nasad Rabbi Abba could be taken away. The problem is that the Gemara in Shavuos equates Nasa the Rabbi Abba with Chamshin Yidana and Chamshin Lo Yidana, and that seems to be followed. So, theoretically, you're right, I just don't have a marker for it, because that's not how the Gemara in Shavuos sounds. Now, what would the obvious nafkamina be? The obvious nafkamina would be whether you say, everyone's really chayiv money, unless you swear, and if you can't swear, then you're chayiv money, versus no, you're really putter for money, you just have to swear. Ah, but if you don't swear, then that either makes a suspicion on you or makes a penalty upon you, and then you become chayiv money. What's the obvious nafkamina? What if you can't swear? Because, or more generally, what if you can't swear through no fault of your own, right? What if you can't swear through no fault of your own? So,
wouldn't that be included in the commission like that?
Yeah.
What?
Wouldn't the commission like that be included in that it's not really my fault?
What do you mean it's not your fault?
I'll tell me everything.
What?
I'll tell me everything.
Ah, your shim, right? So that's the question of,
right?
What about, let's ask this question, what's a nafkamina? Nafkamina What about lo havale lemeida? What if you shouldn't have known? What if we didn't expect you to know? Right? What if it's something which it's not your fault for not knowing? Right? What if it's something which is not your fault for not knowing? What if you say, I admit, 50 I owe you, the other 50 I don't know, and I have a valid excuse for not knowing?
But yes? Can you take that nafkamina both ways and both things? Meaning, it's not my fault that if I shouldn't have known, then it's not a reusa. And if I shouldn't have known, then why would you be kones me?
Exactly, but if I'm really high of money until I bring a shvua to potter myself...
Oh, you don't mean... You mean enough to
yes,
see the top
I do.
Level?
I do. So who's that machlokas between all over Shas? Well, that's Shas. Who's this machlokas between? Lo Havlo Lameda? So, first let's look at the Rambam and Ravid. What did the Rambam and Ravid say? Shela because on Hey Vav. This is an interesting case. The guy made a mistake, Bipshia. The guy was a Poshea. What did he do? I gave you my payros to watch, and you mixed them with your payros, and you didn't measure them. So now I come and I say, you owe me 100 bushels of payros. You say, well, it was at least 20, whatever, but I don't know if it was 100. So you say, chamshin yidana, chamshin lo yidana. Right? Chamshin yidana, chamshin lo yidana. So what's the din? So the Rambam says, and he's mishalim because they're over a bolser of Yosef Alibi, meaning the rigash from Rabbi Zal, meaning the riff. Likewise, any shomer who's chayiv to pay and says, I don't know how much it was worth, meaning any shomer's chayiv to pay, this could be a very common case. It doesn't have to be, you know, I give you my horse. I give you my horse to watch, or whatever. I give my horse to watch, and you are poshea, and it runs away, and it's never found again. So I say the horse is worth $1,000. You say, I don't know. I mean, every horse is worth at least $100, but how do I know it was worth $1,000 or not, right? So, Ramshin Yudana, you admit you owe me some money, but you don't know about the rest of the money. So Ram says, all these cases, you're chayiv to pay straight off the bat, no questions asked. You're chayiv to pay. Right? Yitlu below shvua, as long as dover shein amudimbo, as long as you're making a claim, that's possible. The Ravid argues, the Ravid says, Rabosa Emo in Cain, Fisha Emidom Lacham Shinidan Lacham Shiloyidan, the Hosom Havali Lamedibiru Hidamarim, the Tobea Nami Tonal Labar Mediodat. This is not like Ham Shinidan Lacham Shiloyidan, it's the Ravid. In Ham Shinidan Lacham Shiloyidan, you're obviously pulling a Harama. What obviously? You don't know, right? The guy could be innocent, but it smells like a harama. Come on, chamshin yidana, chamshin lo yidana. Smells like a trick to me, and I'm saying, come on, you know the truth. Don't do that trick on me. So now you say, I'm not pulling a trick, but since it smells like a trick, therefore we are mechayev you. But in this case, abohani lavachihu. In this case, no. In this case, there's no reason you should be. You're not pulling a trick. You taka don't know. Right? I mean, how should you know? Why would we think you should know? You talk and don't know, right? How should you know how much it's worth? The same exact machlokas, Rambam Ravid, comes up in Hilchas Malva Velover, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Dalid, which is exactly the case the Rambam is doing Shela Bikadim. What if I give you a Bikadim, you lose it, and you don't know how much it's worth? But this case is a specific Bikadim, it's a Malva Velover, it's a case of a Mashkom. I give you a Mashkom, what if you lose a Mashkom of Shia? Usually, a mashkin is worth more, less, or equal to the chov. More. So what if you lose the mashkin of Shia, then instead of me owing you money, you owe me money. Right? So, what if you don't know? I admit the mashkin was more than the chov. I admit I owe you some money. There was a chov of $100. I admit the mashkin was worth at least $120. But you say it was worth $200? I don't think it was worth $200. I don't know whether or not it was worth $200. Whatever I say, you'll figure that out. Right? Even though, like, well, how should I know how much my... I know how much my mashka is worth because I bought it. How should you know? I give you my watch. You know, my antique watch, my heirloom watch. How should you know how much it's worth? You're still chayiv to pay. Says the Rambam. She tosses the whole leg. The Rambam says she tosses the ino nuskam ino lefishu. Shaloba and Yode Alze, Al Bari Shazesh Eno Omar to Yodesh Shaima Yeshava Al Badi, Marmal Kana, Dingabar. No. If the guy says, come on, you know how much it was worth, we discussed it, then that's a different story. But in this case, where the guy has, like, it's innocent, I say, like, I know you don't know how much it's worth. I know, I didn't expect you to know how much it's worth. I'm just saying how much it's worth. Right? We all admit that it's not your fault for knowing how much it's worth. You haven't done, you know, you're not trying to pull a trick on us. So the Ravid says, you're Potter. And the Ravid says that a third time in this Gemamo, in Tess, Peritessel of the Yud, there the Rambam's a little tricky, which we'll see if we have time to get to. But the Ravid says the same thing. He says, V'itema lehavu kuchoy shor sheni ochli shava, the Amor makes his young musul yidana, husband, yes, very, emas ha-tigodea. Remember the case where, like, I say the big shore, the Tom killed my small shore and the Muad the big, and you say the opposite? So what if you don't know? Then you're Potter. There's no Mechuyish for Shem Yochli Shava. Why? Because I admit you don't know. Like, it's obvious you don't know. There's no tricks. We're all admitting you don't know. We don't expect you to know. It's fair that you don't know. And The Ravid sheet is most clearly, if we assume it's the Ravid, the one that I Xerox here, that's quoted by the Baal HaMor in Baba Basra. I don't know if he meant the Ravid or some other Rabbeinu Avraham, such as the Ravid's father. But it could very well be the Ravid, right? We know he had a lot of exchanges with the Ravid. We know he read the Ksavim of the Ravid, and that he wrote letters back and forth to the Ravid. So he says that if we're part of the Ravid, say, Lo having the Chuy of Shuva and Yachli Shava, Ela the Inyan, have a Shneim Chujinigal, have a little race of Chach. We'll come back to that. You're not going to have a Chamshin, a Chamshin, a Chamshin, a Chamshin, a Chamshin, a Chamshin, only when there's a race up. My Shal Yod Behind the Lo Yod Behind, how come you know this and you know that? Come on, we don't accept the time. Well, Hach, that Lo Mohamed Gabay, Lo Hamed Gabay Reyes, said, You love Kaim and Shtava, Pater Nafshin, Lo Mohamed Gabay. But for your Shim, for Yorshim, says the Ravid, I should have Xerox more than Baltimore. For Yorshim, says the Ravid, there's no Reisa. The father might have known, and they don't know, because how are they supposed to know their father's business? So the next few lines of the Baltimore, that's the end of the Ravid quote. He says, I don't know why you have to give me this whole fancy Hesber. Just say, the Pasuk says, Ben Shnev Lo Ben Yorshim, by Yorshim are Pater, and then Yorshim are Pater. That's all the Ravid's trying to say, Yorshim are Pater. All he's trying to say is Yorshim are Pater. He says, just bring me the Pasuk. Now, why did the Ravid give this whole fancy explanation? Because the Ravid was trying to explain the principle of the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk mean? What does the Pasuk mean when the Pasuk says, Bein Shneim V'lo Bein Yorshim? So the Ravid says, the principle of Bein Shneim V'lo Bein Yorshim is that only B'Reyesa, only if there's a Reyesa, is Metok Shein Yochel Shaloch Mishalim. But if there's no Reyesa, then he is Pater Mitashlumen. So this is the Ravid. The Ravid says, he's part of Lo Havli the Meida because we learn from Yorshim that only Einu Yochal Lishava Derech Reyesa is Chayim. Only if there's a Reyesa, only if you're additionally suspected because of the way in which you can't swear you Chayim. Only if you cast additional suspicion on yourself. But if you innocently, if you're innocently not able to swear, then that's the Ptur of Yorshim. Then you should be Pater Lagamrei. However, the Rambam seems to hold that even though there's no, one second, even though there's no reason we should expect you to know, even though you have every excuse for not knowing, I gave you a mashkon. How could you know exactly how much the mashkon is worth? I don't know. How should you know how much the mashkon is worth? You knew it was worth more than the chov, right? That you admit. So why do you have to know the exact value? You mistakenly mixed my peiros with your peiros. Okay? How are you supposed to know the exact amount? How are you supposed to know the exact amount? That was goof of the pshia. Goof of the pshia is that you forgot to measure them. So the Rambam says, no. You're always, any time you're chayiv shvua and you can't swear, you have to pay. Oh, it's not your fault. You can't swear. Who cares about fault and non-fault? You're chayiv money unless you swear. If you can't swear, don't go crying to me why you can't swear. If you can't swear, then you're chayiv money because you're chayiv money unless you swear. Doesn't matter whether you're good or bad excuse for not swearing. Oh, don't we have a tour of Yorshim? Don't we have a tour, right? Isn't there a tour called Yorshim? So what are the tour of Yorshim? So the Rambam would say that Tour of Yorshim, and this is what the Shach says, is a special tour for Yorshim, because what's unique about Yorshim? Why did the Torah pater Yorshim more than anyone else? It's not just did Yorshim have a good excuse for not knowing. They not just the only they had no way of knowing, but what does the Shach say? That's exactly what the Shach says. Yorshim are not the people in the case. They're not the people who you have an argument with. They just inherited this argument. Therefore, that's what the Shach says. I have the Shach here, right? The Shach says for the Rambam, although that is a modify though, he says, Ve'emesh v'isi v'tosfo shogim karayved v'achreim nimshchol amordechai v'agos shriv v'nigli yosef sharkonam lo motzaz v'yem shu v'chof l'shudur v'yam tziyato v'ash kosfo, etc. The Ptur of Yorshim is not because they have an excuse for not knowing. The Ptur of Yorshim is because they're not the ones who are the sechsok. And as Eli said, the dilmi habi avun kai habi ton kamishim so kamishim dadim viur to less like a beva mishtavim miftav lo mekoy l'shalim. Okay, said almost what Eli said. Doesn't use the word tanin. He says, what do you mean? Because there is someone else here who the fight was really against who would have sworn. Who might have sworn? We don't know. Therefore, who would have sworn, who might have sworn, we're not sure. Therefore, there's a special term Yorshim because Lav Baal Devarim Dideihem. There's a special Torah that's Chal on Yorshim, because the Yorshim are not the people who are involved in this dispute. Therefore, there's a special Torah Shvu on them. When the Torah says, what does the Torah say? It's not really even a Torah Mitoch. It's a Torah Shvua. People who are involved in the case have a Chiv Shvua. People who are not involved in the case don't have a Chiv Shvua. Now, if the Yorshim have a Taina, that's different. That makes them involved. But people who don't know anything about the case because they're not involved in the case, there's no Chiyuv Shvua on them because it's not their business. Because really, the Chiyuv Shvua should be on their father, and if their father is here, he might have sworn. Very similar to Tanin on the Yorshim. That's a special Torah for Yorshim, says the Shach. But fundamentally, even if it's not your fault, you still have to swear.
Doesn't the Bach limit the Rambam's case of Mitoch to just the two cases in the Gemara? The Rambam only holds Mitoch in Islam by the end of Yosea and by the Baraba. So really, he's saying that he always said. I mean, it seems to be.
Let's come back to that in a moment. Okay, you could make that a little more complex, but maybe we won't do that yet. This
my question might be independent of our analysis of the reasons for Mitosh and Hashava, but according to, let's say, the Ketzos and the Bach in the second parents of Tosos, that means the rights of your putter, why wouldn't those reasons apply in the case of Chashav?
Okay, great question. So let's go on to the second main nafkamina is chashud, right? So one nafkamina is if you're fundamentally chayev, then any yodesh should be chayev no matter what. And tur yorshim should be a special gzeres hakasav. If you're fundamentally putter, then you're fundamentally putter. If your any yodesh is through no fault of your lohavle lameida, if there's nothing wrong with your any yodesh, he didn't expect you to know, then that shouldn't be able to create a new chayev. The other nafkamina is, what about chashud? If you said that fundamentally everyone is chayiv unless they swear, then what would you say about a chashud?
He should be chayiv,
he didn't swear, right? And this regards the exos question of whether you can't swear mid rice or mid rabbanon. The maisi, he didn't swear. Until he swore, he should be chayiv. So then, he should be chayiv min haTorah, and he should be chayiv min haTorah. This is the first answer. And the second answer, according to the Noda Bihuda. But what if you say that fundamentally, chayiv shvua is potter from paying. Only if he has some other strike against him, then there's exeris gasim mitoch sheni yochel lishav mashalim. What would you think about a on your own about a chashud that midaraisa? What would you think? What?
Yes, okay.
You would think if really chayiv shvua is just a chayiv shvua, and you would think, right?
But he also has a raisa.
What? So this is the machlokas. Where did you get that idea from? From the Valmor, quoting someone who might be the Ravid, right? Who's pretty likely to be the Ravid, I would assume, since it matches the Ravid sheet elsewhere. There's also Ravid on the Hasagas on the Rift at the end of the sixth paragraph above Kama, who says a similar thing.
Just a question. Did you assume that somebody is a Chiyuv Mamon? If we're not letting him swear, then he's also going to penalize him to make him pay. What do you mean we're not letting him swear?
We're not letting him swear because he's chashid and his shvua was worthless. So this is a big chakira, which we'll have to see in the next video. Why don't we let a chashid swear? But we're not letting him swear because we're not letting him swear. We're not letting him swear because his shvua is not trustworthy.
So just because he's willing to swear and be so blunt, the negative is all going to be machayim. You don't have to say that we all be machayim at moments, because just we don't let him swear. In the same breath that we say you can't.
Okay, fair enough. So I will not contradict you. So you might think right? You might think, Ora, Potter Minat Torah, and this is the day of the Ktos. What does the Ktos say? The Ktos says, well, he wants, what does the Ktos want to say? That mitoch, the Ktos wants to say, that mitoch shen yochli shav mishalim, by a chashid is only takanta. Right, is a takanta. That's what he's convinced. He's convinced that, well, he reads the cryptic Tosos, that takanta lo dinan doesn't just mean Hesas is Dakana and Shekinegdo, you know this is Dakana, means Hesas is Dakana and Mitokshin Yachal Shav Mishalim by Chashin is Dakana. He says, why is Mitokshin Yachal Shav? That's the way the Ktos chooses to read the Gemara. We'll see, there are other ways to read the Gemara. The way the Ktos chooses to read the Gemara is, how does he say? Does Hesas is Takanta and Mitokshin Yachal Shalim, Lishav Mishalim, Hechashod is also a Takanta. He says, Mitoshin Yochel Shava Mishalim is Takanta. That, what does that mean? That Mitosh is only Drabanan. Mido Raisa, he's Potter Milashalim. The Ktos says Gavaldik. So says that's right. Because this is the second day in Tosfos. According to the second day in Tosfos, fundamentally, everyone should be Chayiv Shvua is only Chayiv Shvua, is not Chayiv Mamon, unless you do something else wrong to be Chayiv Mamon. Here he didn't do anything wrong, it's not his fault. So he is Pater Min HaTorah. What about according to the first day in Tosos? He admits according to the first day in Tosos Chayiv Min HaTorah, so why is it Takanta? So that's why the Ktos says, we'll see if we have to agree with him or not, says the 2 days in Tosos and Amud Aleph are the same as the 2 days in Tosos to wrestle the Chashid and Amud Beis, whether the Psul Chashid is the Reis of Rabbanan. Says, according to the second day in Tosfos, it's only Drabbanan, because Midoraisa should be Pater, it's not his fault. According to the first day in Tosfos, he should be Chayiv whether or not it's his fault. It's only Drabbanan, because the Psul Chashid in the first place is only Drabbanan. Midoraisa Chashid can swear. Only Drabbanan can't. That's the Tos Cheshem Zad and Ayin Hagen Aleph, and a little bit in Sadi Beis Yud. So he says, why is Mitokshin Shavu Shalom only a Takanta? He says, for Tevet Beis in Tosfos, because he's not Chayav Mamon unless he does something wrong. Wrong, I don't mean something evil and terrible. I just mean something we can blame him for. And according to Teretz Aleph in Tosos, he says, because Mida Oraisa, he's Kasher L'Shvua. And that is following the Das Yochid of the first day in Tosos. On Haman Bezimas the Chashid, that Midoraisa Chashid is allowed to swear. It's only the Rabbanan who possibly Chashid from swearing. Okay, that's the Ktos and Ayin Hei Yud Aleph. Getting back to this, says the Ktos says this is exactly the Chakira. If you hold that fundamentally every Chi Yeshua's Chi of Mammon and Mitokshin and Shalom applies across the board, that is the first day in Tosos. This is. But if you hold that, no, really, Chi Yeshua is Potter from Mammon. Just Mitoch is an additional Chiyah that's calling him for taking a misstep, for being acting suspiciously or acting inappropriately. Here, the fellow didn't do anything wrong. And therefore, it's not Shaykh Mitchayiv, and Mitoch is only Midrabanan. The Ravid here says something which is a little bit radical. The Ravid is not so willing to swallow this. The Ravid says no. The Ravid says he is really Chayiv Doraisa. The Ravid holds like the first day in Tosos, or the Noda Yehuda. And what does the Ravid say? The Ravid says a big Chiddush. Says when we say Michu Yishuvin Yochli Shav Meshalim Payushneim Chashudim. What's the Ravid's problem? The Ravid's problem is Shneim Chashudim. What about Shneihem Chashudim? What do we say by Shneim Chashudim? So, again, Rav and Shmuel say Potter, Chaz v'Shmuel l'Sinai, but we're within Rabbi Abba, right? If you hold like Rabbi Abba, what do you say? Chaz v'Shmuel l'Mkoyevla. So, who does that make sense for? This makes perfect sense. Chaz v'Shmuel l'Mkoyevla. That if they're both Chashad and there's no Shekinegdo, then we go back to the level of Doraisa and he has to pay. For the Ktsos, this is very Dachuk. For the Ktsos, why in Shneim Chashudim would we say he has to pay? We should go back to the Doraisa and say he's Pater. So for the Ktsos, would have to be Nidchak to say. That Shneim Chashudim is only Chiv Drabbanan. Why should the Rabbanan have been Mechayiv him? After all, he's Chayiv Shvuah. He can't take the Shvuah. No fault of his own. Why not let him get away with it? Yilchori, you have to say, Chayiv Rak Midrabbanan, because of Shelo Yehei Chote Nisgar. They didn't want to let him get away with it. So they said, it's Chayiv Midrabbanan. The right, though, that's too Dachuk. It's Dachuk to say that the Gemara in, it's Dachuk to say that the Gemara in Shavuos only meant he's Chayiv Midrabbanan. So says the Ravid says, Chayav Midoraisa. Have you Chayav Midoraisa? You'd think that Shneim Chashudim is just the litmus test for the Lundas on Chashud. If Chashud is really Chayav Midoraisa, just Shekinegdo is a Takana, then have them both be Chashud. Take away the Takana Shekinegdo and see what happens. And what happens, Tak, is that he's Chayav. So doesn't that prove like one side of the Chakira? So the Tzos gets out of it and says, no, that's only Mitok to Rabbanan. Why would the Rabbanan have been Mitok and Mitok Davkin Shneim Chashudim? You'd have to say, since they couldn't be Mitok and Shekinegdo, and they didn't want the Chote to be Niskar, so they were Mitok and Mitok Shneim Chalisham Mishalim. The Ravid says that Chashad is a Reyesa, and therefore you're Chayav Minatorah. That's the chiddush of the Ravid quoted in the Balamor. Again, assuming this is the Ravid and not his father-in-law or some other rabbinical problem. He says that chashad is also a reisa. We say, look, I'm accusing you. Why aren't you swearing? You're not swearing because you're a known liar. You're a known liar and thief. Well, we can't cast aspersions on the reason you're not swearing, right? Meaning, it's not you're not choosing not to swear. You're being forced not to swear. But hold on, the background behind that is that the reason you're not swearing is because you're a liar and a thief. Once you're a liar and a thief, that's already a reisa right there. Come on, I'm an honest person. Actually, it's not tricky. It's tricky even though I'm not an honest person. It's a reisa right there. You're a liar and a thief. You have suspicion on you because you're a motive mixas or edechot or shomer or what have you. And you're a liar and a thief. A liar and a thief is an additional reisa. And that additional reisa is enough to tilt the scales against you. That is a big chiddush of the Ravid, but possible. So when it comes to Chashud and Shneim Chashudim, we have three drachim. You could take the derech of really everyone's chayiv shvuah unless they swear. Yorshim is only a local, very specific tour. Really, Einyo Day is always chayiv regardless of circumstances. Chashud is always chayiv regardless of circumstances. They were nice and made it. They're kind of shekinegdo to Evrachmanas and you when it's shayach. When it's not shayach, they left them in the rice or chazr shvuah l'mchuyiv la. Or you could say no. Chiyiv shvuah is really just a chiyiv shvuah. Rabbi Abba admits that you're not really chayiv mamon, just your chayiv shvuah. But when you can't swear, a new chiyiv mamon comes into play. Why did that new chiyiv mamon come into play? Maybe because of a reisa, maybe because of a knas, because you didn't fulfill your chiyuv d'oraisa, and you weaseled out of your chiyuv d'oraisa. In that case, we should say, lo havelo the meida. No, we have to judge whether what you're doing should make you an additional chiyuv or not. If lo havelo the meida, you didn't do anything wrong, we shouldn't put a new chiyuv on you. If havelo the meida, we should put a new chiyuv on you. That's the ravid. But then what would we say about chashid? Chashid, we think, should be part of me d'oraisa. That's the second day of lefi the bach. And the Ktsos. But then you have to get into a big dechak of the Ktsos. Should be part of the Raisa, Shekinegdo is only Takana Shalo Yechote Niskar. Then why in Shem Chashudim are you Chayev? You have to say that's also Takana Drabanan, Shalo Yechote Niskar. The Ravid decides, no, even though I think that really a Chiv Shu is not Chayev Mamon, Mitoch is only a new Chiv because of Raisa, I think Chashud is a Raisa. You know, he believes in prejudice. Not prejudice because the guy's black. Prejudice because the guy's a convicted thief. Prejudice against convicted felons. Right? That since you've stolen and lied and swore falsely, whatever you've done in the past, therefore there's such a big reisa on you that alone is enough to tilt the scales against you, and that's why he would end up in Chashad being like the Nebi Yehuda against the Ksos, saying that there's a Chiyav to Oraisa. Agav, according to the Ksos, if the Chiyav is only Drabanish Lo Yechote Niskar, then it might work even better. But we know it's Machlok, we've shown him how to Paskin. The Rambam Paskins, Chazar Shulim Chuyivla. No one Paskins Chazar Shulim Sinai. But the Balei Tosfos and a lot of others showed him Paskin Yachloku. Now we're not getting to that sugi. There's a big machlokus. Why there's a mandamer Yachloku? Maybe there's a mandamer Yachloku because he's besopik between a Paskin. Mamun Omitzul Besopik Kolkin. He's besopik between Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Shmuel. I mean, it's anachronistic between those shitas. Right? But it could be, certainly the way Ron quotes it, he says, no, he thinks that's a fair decision. Really, he should pay, but he shouldn't have to pay all of it because it's not his fault. So therefore, he should make a compromise. So it could be that the Ksos would work especially well. If you paskin yachloku, then that would work especially well for the Ksos. Because really, if midoraisa, you shouldn't be paying. Just shalo yechote niskar. You know what? It's enough to make you pay half shalo yechote niskar. After all, the other guy's also a chote. Why should he be niskar? Right? So neither chote should be niskar. So it would work out well if you paskin yachloku. I'll just add maybe one. There's infinite details here, really. There's really an infinite number of details which we could get into, which probably you have gotten into. And I feel a little bad not getting into all of them. But I just want to add one interesting ha'ara from the Ksos and Simon Samach test that the Ksos says. What if you sued the father, he was motivated to mix us, and then the father died? Then, and the Yorshim said they don't know. What would the din be? So the Ksos explains pretty nicely. He says, well, this is the Ksos and Samach test. What if, right, the Ab was motivated to mix us, umeis, the Yorshim, Einam Yodim. The Yorshim don't know. What would you say in such a... What might you say in such a case? What might you say in such a case? If really everyone's chayav until they swear. But when you see the Yorshim Yom Kippur, what might you say in this case? The Ksos says, here's the Ksos says. Ksos says, Lefi Chayev. He says, why? There's a special Ptur Shvua on Yorshim. But once the Shvua is Chal on the father, now that the Shvua is Chal, it's too late. Basically, when the Shvua is Chal on the father, the father's Chayev money until he swears. Once the father's Chayev money until he swears, it's too late for the Ptur to be Chal. Right? Because the Chiyav Mamon was there, that's the Chiyav say. According to the first Ein Tosfos, the Chiyav Mamon was there all along. Yorshim would have gotten a Ptur. Once the father didn't get a Ptur, he's Chayev money unless he swears. If he dies, then it's Yorshim Chayev money unless they swear. But, the Ptur says, according to the second day in Tosfos, or you could have said Rambam right, but he says both. Then hold on a second. No one's chayiv money unless they act inappropriately by not swearing. Okay, if the father had not sworn, he would have been chayiv money. But once the father might have sworn, we don't know, maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't have, he could have sworn, and then he dies, the Yorshim aren't doing anything wrong by not swearing, and they should be potter. But the Tosfos is saying is that if you take the approach the chayiv money was built in originally, then originally, maybe there'll be no chiyav on Yorshim. But once the chiyav is chal, there's a chiyav money. Why should you get out of it? If you say there's only chiyav shvur originally, which turns into a chiyav mamon if you act inappropriately, then the father would have said, I don't know, he would have, you know, he would have come to court and says at the last minute, I'm not sure, I can't swear, I'm not 100% sure. Then he would have been chiyav money. But if the Yorshim say they don't know, then since l'havlam l'meid, it's not their fault. So this is a, do you say, if tur Yorshim means you are not chayiv money until you do something wrong. Here, the Yorshim didn't do anything wrong. If Ptur Yorshim wrong, no, everyone's chayiv money. These are the chalos Ptur on Yorshim. Then once the chiyav is chal on the father, it's too late to have a Ptur of Yorshim, and they should be chayiv.
How does it fit into what the
Shach
says,
La Baal Dvarim Didiya? Shach says, La Baal Dvarim Didiya. The chiyav's not going to be chal on the Yorshim. But once the chiyav's chal on the father, now it's too late to get rid of it. Yeah, and what do you mean, La Baal Dvarim Didiya? The father was already chayiv money, unless he swore. Once the father had money, unless he swore, and he didn't swear. Basically, what happened in this case, the father didn't swear through no fault of his own, because he died. But the maisa, he didn't swear, so he's chayav money. And now, how could you get out of it? That's exactly what the ktos says. Okay, you can make this a lot more complicated. I'm not sure that I'm not sure that we should right now. Hopefully, some of us have been thinking about this in a more complicated fashion to start with. I'll just point out you can make it more complicated in three ways if you want to go home and think about it. Number one, you could theoretically say maybe in Tosos that there's a p'tur b'havli l'meida, but that's a special chalos p'tur, and therefore it would work out like the Ravid, but in terms of the Tosos and Sanos test like the Tosos. You could say, and this is the DM and the Rambam is Gemama, that even the Rambam really admits to this possibility, and that in all the cases, it's a little dachuk, this is the Ibn Azel, in all the cases where he says, it's because there was no reisa, but there was pshia. But if there was no pshia, he would admit your potter. That's the Ibn Azel, it's a little dachuk. And you could say, in the Shach himself in the end says something which is a little challenging. He says, yeah, you're chayev, even if it's totally not your fault that you didn't swear, but only if you theoretically might have been able to swear. Which means that he might hold something in between, that you have to have a chiyav shruachal on you, which then becomes a chiyav mamon, but it becomes a chiyav mamon automatically, even without any wrongdoing on your part. Okay, I'll leave you to think about that on your own, and we'll pick up Mirz Hashem of the next Gemara on Thursday.
Technical question.
Uh-huh. I forgot to get to Rabbi Sloba Takan.